ways via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And Dean here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Should we start out with the good news or the not-so-shocking bad news?
I'm all for good news every time.
All right, let's go with the good news. Ron Paul, the campaign obviously making some pretty big headway recently.
Yeah.
The announcement came out, I think, within the past couple of days that Ron Paul is expected to be on the Jay Leno show. Do we need to explain who Ron Paul is? You probably should, I guess.
Do we need to explain who Jay Leno is?
But who's Ron Paul, Mark?
Ron Paul is the Republican presidential campaign. He is a former Air Force officer. He is against the war in Iraq, and he wants to get everybody out of Iraq, and he wants to shut down the IRS.
Right.
Completely.
Now, he's not like as you can tell from what you've just said, he's not like the other Republicans.
No.
In fact, I was on the air on another radio show the other day, just as a caller, lambasting some state representative for calling himself a libertarian Republican, and after calling himself that, he proceeded to advocate that the state should be the only one who controls gambling and, you know, the lottery and all that stuff.
Mm.
And so, you know, I just basically said, well, people love to call themselves libertarian Republicans or libertarian Democrat or libertarian whatever, or just libertarian, and they're not actually libertarians. Ron Paul is one of the few people you can actually call a libertarian Republican. He is someone who understands and applies consistently the principles of liberty. You can see it in his votes, mm-hmm. in his voting record, and he happens to be a Republican. So he is actually one of the few people who really does deserve that moniker. But he's really making some headway. The news media it's gotten to the point where they can't really afford to ignore him anymore. I mean, the news media was appearing very bothered a few months ago when Ron Paul supporters would email them and contact them and phone them and demand equal time for Ron Paul.
They're beginning to get it.
Right. They seemed very bothered about that, and they had some things they could point to. Well, he's not fundraising, and he's not... Well, he is now.
Yeah.
He raised about as much as John McCain did in the
right.
third
he was
quarter.
Fourth or third in raising money in fourth quarter, and he has, like, third the amount of money, fourth raising it.
And more importantly, he has at least three times, I think, as much in the bank as John McCain does, and he was one of the top-tier candidates.
Yeah.
So they're getting to the point where they pretty much have to admit
and they're saying John McCain is gaining traction again.
Well, whatever.
And another one's out. Sam Brownback.
Brownback is out. Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, it's good that it means that Ron Paul will get more attention, more time to
narrowing
speak,
the field.
But at the same time, it's also narrowing the field from the warmongers as well. So it won't dilute the warmongering vote as much. Not that he was going to get a lot of votes.
I don't know what Brownback stood for particularly.
Ron Paul. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a possibility of picking up some voters from Brownback.
I suppose. Well. By the way, he is getting on Jay Leno, and what else did we see recently?
ABC News, he had on the internet, it was four pages, I don't know how long, there was a long article on ABC talking about who he was and sort of introducing him to the public at large.
That's cool. This from USADaily.com, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul has broken through to the top tier of Republican candidates running for president. He knows it, GOP voters know it, and as previously reported, media outlets are grudgingly admitting it. Fox News, to their credit, has already started giving Paul more air coverage than before. Paul was a guest on Fox Business News yesterday. Ron Paul commented on the issue in a message to supporters, saying, "The blackout is ending. Our campaign is starting to get mainstream media attention thanks to growing donations and volunteers." That's really what the important part is that people are giving money to his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So these news organizations, they can't pawn off Ron Paul as being this internet phenomenon because there's 10 people on the internet that are spamming internet polls. There's way more than 10 people that have given money to Ron Paul. Although the millions
of
dollars,
10,000 people spamming internet polls.
The millions of dollars he has raised has been from individuals, not big corporations or anything like that. And so, they've been, I think,
the average donation $40,
right?
And 80% of his donations came online. Do you get that? That's the average American. Is the average American writing a check to any of these other guys?
I can't imagine that very many of them are.
I just, it's just not happening. How many people have we heard, including myself, who have never written a check to a political campaign before in their lives, who have suddenly given they consider oodles of money to the campaign? I have.
Not only people that haven't written checks in their lives, but also people that never would have considered voting for a Republican in their whole lives as well.
True.
Ron Paul, continuing from his press release, his message on his website, "All over America, our support is wide and deep and growing, and young people are joining like never before. After the Dearborn, Michigan debate, I went to the university for a rally. 2,000 students turned out, something that has happened to no other candidate thus far."
Absolutely.
This year. "It is a remarkable fact that Ron Paul has consistently drawn crowds across the country that continuously seem to dwarf those of his opponents. Given the scant media coverage Paul has received, it's a testament that his message is resonating." And that's a great point. "The Republican Party appears to be recognizing that Ron Paul has a chance of winning the nomination. Paul also said this in his message: after all the aggressive wars, the assaults on our privacy and civil liberties, the oppressive taxation, the crazed spending and deficits, I believe that many Republican voters are ready to return to our roots, and the big boys feel it too. It's no coincidence that the Republican National Committee invited me to a fundraising dinner involving only top-tier candidates."
Hmm.
Commenting on Alan Greenspan's recent interview on the Fox Business Channel, Paul said, quote, "The reporter asked if we really needed a central bank. Greenspan looked stunned and then said that was a good question. And he actually talked about fiat money versus a gold standard. Now the ex-Fed chairman is not about to endorse.
You know how huge that is?
That someone's asking that question?
That a reporter, one of these, I don't know. Whenever anybody says reporter, I just think of somebody who toes the government line and leans a little liberal.
Right.
That a reporter would ask Alan Greenspan, the former head of the Central Bank of the United States, if we in fact need one. And then, Alan Greenspan used to be a big gold bug. And then he would have to come out and sort of talk about it. That's amazing.
He says, "Our support for real money, gold and silver, as the Constitution mandates, instead of prosperity wrecking fiat money. American politics hasn't seen anything like this in many decades. It is truly revolutionary." He says, "Our revolution is working when such a question is even asked in the mainstream media, and this powerful man gives such an answer. Ron Paul's campaign doesn't appear to be willing to sit in the background of the presidential race any longer, and it made that very clear Wednesday during a press conference. Paul's campaign pointed out that only 4 candidates remain viable at this time in the Republican field. Paul's campaign highlighted that according to the financial reports, the indication is that the only viable candidates were Giuliani, Thompson, and Paul. Mitt Romney's campaign is viable as long as he continues to spend his personal wealth." Did you hear that he loaned himself something like $8 million for his own campaign?
Well, it's a loan as long as he can recoup that money.
Yeah,
but I don't see how he's going to recoup it. I guess if he ended up being the nominee, I suppose he could get his $8 million back if everybody donated to him at that point. But it seems to me he's kicking out that $8 million in hopes of recouping something, whether it's power or money in the future.
Ron Paul's campaign might do many things in this election, but it has already made media polls irrelevant, suggesting them to be an outdated, obsolete method of rating candidates. If the polls were accurate, Dr. Paul should not be in third place in the GOP money race. The cable networks have been giving a disproportionate amount of time in televised debates to what they believe to be the top tier of candidates. Expect a reshuffling of that order. Replacing McCain with Paul during the Fox News debate in Orlando, Florida this Sunday, or viewers may see a flashback to the famous Ronald Reagan line from a presidential debate when he said, "I'm paying for this microphone." But instead, Paul might say, "The American people have paid for this microphone."
Yeah.
That seems like speculation. I think Fox News paid for those microphones, but nonetheless. Nonetheless, a good story, sort of wrapping up some of the recent developments with the
Ron Paul campaign. Reagan said it, I think it was more like, I don't know.
Really had paid for, I believe.
I think it might very well have been a taxpayer-funded microphone at that point.
No, I think Reagan, I don't recall. I think there was an event and Reagan wasn't invited or something. I don't know. I think he offered to pay for his own money.
Yeah, I thought it was the Daughters of the American Revolution or League of Women Voters.
Anyway, it doesn't
like that.
Matter. What matters is what's happening now with the Ron Paul campaign. People are getting excited, and I don't know if you've got a story about some of the activism that's been going on in your area. I know that people have been putting up just ginormous signs, roadside, just attraction-style signs, huge stuff, amazing things going on. Anyway, 800-259-9231, we'll talk about the TSA's new failure coming up. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Dale in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Dale.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I am one of those people who have never contributed to a political campaign until now.
What
and my money's going on Ron Paul.
What inspired you? What was it? What was the straw that that broke the camel's back, so to speak? What pushed you over the ledge?
Well, I realize we're in big trouble, and Ron Paul's our last hope politically.
You really think so? What, now, when you say he's our last hope, what do you envision if Ron Paul does not succeed?
I envision the totalitarian state, martial law, unending war, poverty for the middle class. That's what I see happening.
And you don't think there'd be any chance to turn it around, at least at the federal level?
No, not with these type of people we have running for office. They're all the same.
How do you feel about the Free State Project? Are you familiar with it?
I did a little investigating on that. I'm interested in it, but I haven't really made my mind up.
Well, you are aware that Ron Paul has endorsed the Free State Project, yes?
Oh, I'm not, but thanks for telling me.
He's actually been up here to speak at the Free State Project event, the Liberty Forum, last year. We're hoping he's going to come up again in January. And he's very friendly towards us, and it's a great idea, the idea of moving liberty lovers all together in order to hopefully stave off those horrible things that you suggested might very well happen, Dale.
Yeah, that's correct. If I was in a better situation, I might get in on that. Project.
What's your favorite Ron Paul stance? What do you like the most about him?
Oh, I like it all. Right now, I think my favorite stance is get out of Iraq.
I imagine that one's going to be a popular one.
That's a big
one.
Sticker. It's either get out of Iraq or return our money to value.
Absolutely. Dale, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and then that would be the next one.
Yeah. We appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line and to Ryan in Utah. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Ian, you've consistently described yourself as a free marketeer.
Yes.
And I just wanted to commend you on what I feel is a supremely elegant choice of words.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to have someone appreciate that instead of make fun of me like Mark does.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C.
Okay.
Well, let me quickly explain why I think that.
Okay, sure.
I think that libertarians far too often equate capitalism with the free market. It's taken me a little while to realize this, but the terms free market capitalism and even anarcho-capitalism are, you know, actually an oxymoron.
How so?
In a truly free market, people are allowed to freely contract with each other in whatever manner they choose.
That's correct.
And I think we are a bit presumptuous to assume that a free market will always choose capitalism.
Indeed.
As libertarians, we should be fighting for a free market regardless of what direction that may take. And
precisely.
We should never impose our view of how we feel that market will behave.
Right. As a libertarian, as someone who believes in liberty, the only thing that I am really fighting for is for humans to interact on a voluntary basis. So however that interaction ends up taking form is none of my business. As long as no one is initiating force on other people, I don't have any problem with what happens.
I agree completely. And, you know, I mean, if a bunch of people want to get together and you know, act like Keynesians, you know, as long as I'm not forced to do it that way, you know, I think it's going to be a benefit to the market, you know. We're not experts on how this is all supposed to work. I think if we let it evolve how it's going to, we're all going to be for the better.
Absolutely, Ryan. Any other thoughts?
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Ha! Vindicated, Mark.
Oh, yes.
Ha!
You're vindicated.
Well, I mean, what do you... Now, you don't have any problem with that actual phrase, that terminology. You're just kind of... You're just poking fun.
I to some extent, I am poking fun because basically nobody knows what it means. It's...
And it gives you the opportunity to explain it.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm a fuzzy wuzzy whistle.
Okay, be whatever you want to be, my friend.
I'm just it. You know, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything. Whereas
it does mean something.
It means something, but it not to people. You know,
that's good. I'd rather come in. If I'm going to walk into a room full of people and have to be labeled something. And, you know, people,
at least you got to pick your label.
Right. Well, at least at that point, I'm not using a label that has any baggage attached to it. The word libertarian, liberal, conservative, just loaded down with baggage.
Yeah.
Those things don't mean anything anymore. And we could be called classical liberals. We could also accurately be called paleoconservatives. But again, those are things that would take quite a bit of explanation. If you were walking to a room and someone said, well, you called yourself a paleo conservative the other day on the radio, what does that mean? Well, you see, back in the hundreds of
years
ago,
it's still wrapped up with conservative.
Right, and whatever negative connotation someone might have there. And then, of course, there's anarchist or anarcho-capitalist, which obviously has negative bond.
I don't think anarcho-capitalist has quite as much baggage, but capitalist has...
It's got that anarchy.
Capitalist, I think, might be worse than anarcho.
You're right. You may be right about that. Either way, it all requires this sort of historical explanation. Well, back in the day, see, anarchist really meant this, or liberal or conservative really meant that, and we're not talking about capitalism. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you can go on and on for minutes. Whereas if you say, well, I'm a free marketeer, and they say, well, what's that? Well, then it's wide open. You have a canvas with which you can paint on it.
Have a little bit of baggage to it. The whole free market draws up NAFTA.
Socialists are going to be frightened by that. Like, the most dyed-in-the-wool, devoted, real, like, socialist workers' party guys, they're the ones that are going to know what that's all about, and they're going to be frightened. What about market failure? You know, whatever. But I like the idea of just sort of having that blank slate where you can create your own definition, and it's a simple one to point out. You know, I just want to get it so people interact voluntarily. That's all. What's so radical about that? Really?
Yeah, what's so radical about peace and, you know, voluntary interaction?
Yeah, and you know, I think when you...
I do understand that.
Right. Well, and I think when you put it that way... You know, when you ask a simple question, when you explain yourself, well, I'm for voluntary interaction instead of coercion or instead of initiated force. I'm for voluntary interactions. What's wrong with that?
It doesn't sound too bad. I think when you start delving into it, people may have some problems with how is the
mechanics,
market,
the details.
Right. How's
difficult.
The market going to work if there is no government at all? Because government essentially is force.
Sure.
You know, there's criminals in government. Those are the people that use force.
Right, and that is obviously a tricky portion, and that takes some practice. You've got to learn the issues. You've got to come up with at least a handful of ideas that you can portray to people, and then tell them, well, I might not know everything, but the market will decide.
And then there's schisms inside of the free marketeer, no government types out there. Is voting initiation of force? And
I don't think voting is an initiation of force. I think the government initiates force later on. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Brent, Alan, Chris, all on the line. We'll get to you. And ladies come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. The TSA, they've been tested again. How well did they do on catching bombs this time? Place your bets. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with a sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And the features include the bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive over there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, talk to Brent in New York here on Free Talk Live. Brent, hello. Hello, Brent.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to... I might be a little bit redundant with you guys. I just turned on and I wanted to just talk about how amazing of a sacrifice Ed and Melinda Brown made for all of us. And
you're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown, the couple in their early 60s who is now, both of them are now sitting in federal prisons because they decided they wanted to keep the money that they earned in life and decide for themselves how to spend it and save it and give it away. The federal government didn't like that very much. They hold themselves up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire for about 10 months. And the feds left them alone for most of that time. They sort of were harassing their friends, but they didn't make a move until recently, and they did finally swoop in and use deception in order to lure them out of their home and capture them. And what was it that you had to say?
In addition to that, all they said is show us the law, and we'll gladly abide by that law. There's no law. And they showed... You know, these people don't need a bullhorn because their actions speak louder than anything. And, you know, they stood up to the IRS, which I'm beginning to understand more and more is the most formidable three-letter agency there is.
Mm, certainly one.
And I just, when I heard that, you heard that recording, right, of him talking to one of his friends or supporters that came out yesterday?
Yeah, I believe it was Sean. I did hear the video. I don't know. It sounds
when I heard
like...
what he's going through, it's just, you know, it's just repugnant. I mean, I'm not the most. I've been living here in New York for 6 years. I went through 9/11, and I was skeptical from pretty much day one. And I've been going to, I went to all the meetings. Not all of them, but I went to the first meetings at St. Mark's Church when they were investigating, and people were starting to talk about, you know, the abnormalities, to say the least. And I'm a writer. That's what I do for a living. And you know, I kind of mix in the political with entertainment and stuff, and I'm just beginning to be so sick of being, in my opinion, apathetic. And this is like the last straw for me right now, where I just can't, you know, they're just torturing them, and these people are thugs. These people have never, Ed and Elaine Brown have never been even arrested before this.
No, they've never harmed anybody.
So what do you think? What are you thinking about doing about it?
Well, I play in a punk rock band out here, and we're recording this song right now. We want to start a compilation, and I'm starting to reach out to other New York City bands and or whoever is interested in it. And that's the first thing we're planning on doing. And besides that, I have a couple other things in the works that if when it's more solid, I'll give you a call back and talk about it.
You know, people, everybody's got to do activism from what makes them feel comfortable. Obviously, I think it's important to step out of comfort zones, but if you're going to start into activism, you should start in areas where you feel comfortable. So obviously, you've got experience doing the band thing, so it's a natural extension to bring a, you know, to inject a little bit of pro-freedom activism in there. Now, here's a question for you. Considering the fact that Ed and Elaine Brown were eventually captured and railroaded into jail cells, does what they've done and what has happened to them make you more or less likely, or how do you feel about paying federal taxes?
Well, since this is anonymous at this point, I have never paid federal taxes.
Great.
And I don't plan on starting.
Now, do you have a job, or are you completely self-employed?
I'm self-employed now. I've worked mostly. I survived my starving artist years as a bartender out here.
So you didn't have to fill out a W-2, or what did you do?
I don't sign away my rights.
So that you were able to find a business owner that was willing to pay you sort of off the books.
Well, I'm not trying to blow up the spot out here, but most of the time when you're bartending, you know, well, the trend is becoming more and more. But a lot of the times it's just a cash, you know, you don't even really get paid. You might get like a little shift pay, but
right.
you're paid through tips.
Right, gotcha. Very good, man, and keep up the good work. Thank you for the call, Brent. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm sure there are a lot of other people like him that were inspired and angered and upset and were paying close attention to the Ed and Elaine Brown situation. And, you know, it's interesting that they motivated and they moved so many people to come to their support and to pay attention and to notice what was going on when they weren't really. Now, Elaine, I shouldn't talk about Elaine, because she was very persuasive, very nice lady. When Ed himself wasn't the most persuasive of chaps, he wasn't the most sane of guys. You know, he spouted off a bunch of nonsense about the Illuminati or whatever other his personal belief system were, his religious beliefs, whatever. The fact is, people were able to look past all that and say, look, it doesn't matter what Ed thinks about the Illuminati or all this other nonsense. The fact is, he never harmed anybody else, and he should be able to keep the money that he earned. That's really what it all boiled down to.
Right.
So can you imagine having...
I mean, a guy that hasn't hurt anybody probably doesn't deserve to go to prison.
Right.
That's the way I'm thinking.
But can you imagine what's going to happen when more people decide to take the Ed and Elaine Brown tact and not pay taxes? Not necessarily threaten violence in retaliation for people coming after them, but just more people refusing publicly to pay taxes. More people that aren't as, well, shall we say, zany as Ed.
Did you get to hear the video, the audio that he was talking about?
I did not. No, we had someone call and sort of fill us in yesterday on that, but I have not heard the audio.
Yeah, he was apparently held in an isolation chamber, you know, made it sound. Then he described it over the phone. I was listening, and it's just a holding cell.
Gotcha.
And then he said he was gassed 3 times through the ventilation system, and he had to get down on the floor and breathe under the door in order to be able to breathe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think he's hallucinating, making that up?
Somewhere in between those two.
Hmm. Well, anyway, I mean, I'm going to take his word for it. I'm not there, so who knows what they're doing to him.
It's difficult to say, but I can't imagine that they're gassing Ed Brown for anything.
Well, it would seem funny that they would gas him and then allow him to use a phone. If you're going to gas somebody and isolate somebody, why would you let him out to use the phone?
This was a supposed lawyer-attorney call.
I see.
To some extent, well, anyway.
Do they let Jose Padilla call the attorneys? I guess they did later, after a few years.
Yeah, years.
So 800-259-9231. So what I'm pointing out is, though, can you imagine what it will be like when people who aren't nutty are doing similar things, not paying taxes and being public about it and having the government trying to jump down their throats, when people aren't going to be driven away because of someone's paranoia, necessarily. I think that things could be very interesting with 20 refuseniks instead of just 2 or 200, and so on and so forth. Let's continue with the calls. Alan in Alberta, you're on Free Talk Live. Alan, hello. Alan, Alberta, going once.
Hello.
Hey, Alan, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about Ron Paul.
Okay, sure.
Just a brief comment about Ed Brown, though. I followed that a little bit, and I kind of think that perhaps one of the reasons that the situation with Ed Brown escalated to the point it did is that they wanted somebody to wacky to discredit the movement, to be made an example of, you see?
Yeah, I can see that.
And anyway, that's why I think a lot of saner people have never come in front of the public with the same problem. Their cases have been dismissed and so forth.
Yeah, the biggest problem I have with the Ed Brown case is that essentially his court case was fixed. He wasn't allowed to present whatever evidence he wanted to. It's his case. And, you know, they denied him witnesses. They wouldn't let him speak about the things he wanted to speak about. And that's what's wrong.
Yeah. Well, getting on to Ron Paul,
yes, sir.
Which is why I really called. You know, through my life, my 40 years of living here in Canada, I've always been quite content with Canadian citizenship. We're well liked around the world. We don't get involved in foreign entanglements and stuff like that.
Right.
But this is a rare time where I am envious of every American citizen.
Tell me more in a moment. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231. Still on the way, the latest on the TSA. How badly did they do at their recent audit? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. all part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement, I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make Good Days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727. 800-967-6727.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $3 a month. And it's totally voluntary. You can enjoy the whole website on us. And then if you decide you like what you see and you want to help support Free Talk Live, get us on more stations. Help advertise, market, and promote, hence the name AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You get perks like access to the AMP-only chat room and forum and call-in lines. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Alan in Alberta, who's just telling us that he's been pretty satisfied with his life in Canada so far, but you were saying that you were getting jealous of America because we have a candidate like Ron Paul running for office.
Definitely. The thing is that you have a unique opportunity here to change the world. I mean, they don't call the President of the United States the leader of the free world for nothing. I mean, he really does have the potential to fulfill that role. And with a man like Ron Paul, who really is the real thing, I've in the 30 years I've watched politics, I have never seen any man with the type of character in his legislative record, in his personal life, to be the type of political leader that the United States needs at this time and the free world needs at this time.
He may very well be the only man in Congress who has not let the power run to his head.
Well, I hope it stays that way, but you got to understand,
I can't imagine
one thing I worry about with Ron Paul is that there have got to be a lot of forces arrayed against this man. And
it's true.
And, you know, he's got to be a man that you have in your prayers because he's going to be going through a fire of trials, I think, before he gets to be in that office.
Well, I'm an atheist, so I won't be praying for him, but I will send him a contribution. I can do that.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that, too. But, I have some friends who are U.S. citizens, and I certainly told them about Ron Paul. I have a friend that's living near the U.S. border. He's gone to a couple of county fairs and stuff and seen the Ron Paul booth there and the kind of support there is for him. And it's really encouraging to see somebody who, like a lot of people say, it's not a case of choosing the lesser of two evils. It's a choice of choosing somebody who's got a positive vision for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the call, Alan. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Interesting the international appeal that a man like Ron Paul has. I mean, people around the world, I can't imagine that somebody like Alan, as he was saying, he's pretty satisfied with Canada up until this point in his life. Therefore, none of the other candidates that have ever run for office in America had any reason, there was no reason for them to catch his attention.
Right, he probably didn't know their names.
Right, they weren't outstanding in any way. They were just more politicians with the same old promises about fixing the schools and fixing Social Security and fixing this and that and blah, blah, blah.
But we'll use the power of government to finally make it work well.
Right. Ron Paul is actually an outstanding individual, someone who really holds to his principles, someone who actually has principles to begin with.
to hold to.
And people are taking notice. I think it's really indicative of what's going on here that people outside of America are taking note of Ron Paul. That really must say something. It really says that he's got a message worth listening to and worth talking about. Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of March. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to see what you guys really thought about racist jokes.
Oh, they're certainly bad taste. They can be funny as long as, you know, I don't know. Some of them are funny. But
I think the best way, if you're going to tell racist jokes, is to exchange them with the person who is of the race that you're telling them to. And you ought to know them pretty well.
Yeah.
If you hear them, you know, those... You know, depending on whatever the race is, sometimes those people will find them very funny.
Yeah, I always feel better when it's being told by someone who is, they're sort of self-deprecating themselves to some extent, where...
I guess it's not really self-deprecation. I think it's showing the ludicrousness of the stereotypes.
I suppose so, yeah.
I mean, when my friend Julian, who, you know, wears a tie to work every day, he's black, and, you know, he's a hard worker and all that other stuff. And he says, what's the best way to starve a black man is to find his, you know, is to hide his food stamps in his work boots. You know, when he tells that joke,
awful.
It's kind of funny, you know? So that's the way that
you could change that to white trash though, too, if you wanted to.
Sure. Anybody that you would propose to call lazy. But the fact is, most 80% of blacks are in the middle class and they got there by working.
What brings the question up, Chris?
Well, I'm not a racist. Like I would, everybody would consider me to be not racist, but I consider myself a racist.
Why?
Because I believe every single human being that has ever lived on the face of the earth has been a racist, and will always be. It will always be this way.
Can you explain?
I think it's a human trait. And,
why? Tell us the human trait, and tell us why humans have it.
Well, I think that like every culture I've ever seen, and I've seen almost every one of them, and one of them has been like racism is an issue to everyone, regardless of your race. It's an issue to just every single person that I've ever known.
All cultures see somebody different, and you know they prefer their preference. You know they prefer you know what they're used to, and that's racism.
Well, I think my definition of racism differs from the definition, like Webster's definition, because I was talking with a guy at work and he looked it up, the actual definition of racism, and I would not qualify as that.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe since like the first thing you say about someone is like their race generally, you know, their race and their sex, you know, if you're describing someone to another person.
Well, if you're going to describe physical features to somebody, probably the color of their skin is, you know, the first place to go. It'd be a little confusing if I described somebody as having curly hair and brown eyes and, I don't know, maybe a broad nose, you know, and didn't mention that they were black.
Yeah, I don't think it's racist to notice differences between people.
Well,
I think what's racist is to hate differences between
people. Right, I think what you might be talking about is a mild case of ethnocentrism.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that word, though.
Well, an ethnocentrist prefers their culture over other cultures.
It doesn't
have to do with race necessarily at all, although I can see that most cultures, you know, have one, you know, race that
I don't particularly think that my race is above anyone's.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not a racist. Now, I mean, you're just not. I think racism has to do with, again, placing your race above someone else or hating other people for being different. And that doesn't sound like what you're describing at all. So
I think that it's like an issue. Like, I think that race is an issue to a racist just as teeth are an issue to a dentist, you know?
Yeah, but for a racist, it's their main issue. I guess you're right. I mean, it's, teeth is the main issue for a dentist during the daytime. And I, you know, these racists, they see there's this show out there that has ripped off our show name, and it's awful. And I've gone and listened to what they talked about one time, and it was almost unlistenable. It was so bad. But all they talked about was Jew this and Jew that, and the Jews are behind everything, and it's an evil Jewish conspiracy, and the Jews are evil. So yeah, these people really are obsessed. Many racists, that's all they think about. That's what they talk about. That's what their main issue is. And I think you're right about that. And it's really, they're just despicable people. They need to grow the hell up, and they need to really, I think a lot of it has to do with is the way they were raised. I mean, they were indoctrinated usually by mom or dad to hate other people because they're different. And that's, I think it's a sickness that infects a lot of people to some extent, and some people more so than others, the racists specifically, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think racist jokes are extremely funny.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've had many black friends, and whenever I would, you know, like there was one guy, one of my friends, I talked about it, and I asked him, like, you know, like white people tell jokes, you know, jokes that have like start off, you know, here three guys sitting on a, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I asked him about like the white racist jokes, because I mean, I think they're funny anyway, but like, he said that they don't really tell jokes like that. They just more make fun of white people. And
yeah, I was in prison for nearly 9 years, and you can imagine that I was in the minority there. And I asked on more than one occasion black guys, you know, I had roommates that were black and all kinds of stuff, you know, tell me some white people jokes. And the best I could come up with was largely jokes that I'd heard before, and they changed the races around.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know who's coming up with the jokes, but, you know, they're just being rehashed.
I know that the white people, when they come up with jokes, the reason why they're so funny is because they're so extremely hateful. And, like, I think that's one of the whole things about white people is, like, the, you know, like the KKK, for crying out loud, you know.
I don't think white people have cornered the market on hate.
I'm not saying that, but they're not, like... They're not last, you know.
Chris, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts there. I think that racism is obviously still an issue in many parts of this country with a lot of people. And I think that people like Chris, they feel guilty, you know, mm-hmm. when they think
white
thoughts. Right, they think thoughts that they've been sort of, that have been pressed into them over time by family members that may have been more racist than they are. And race is certainly an issue we need to be cognizant of and just be careful about. And just love everybody equally. We're all people. One way.
You need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one. Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.